This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a regional academic warns of security risks ahead of full free movement of labor on October 1st. The Ministry of Health rejects victimization claims over the reassignment of six nurses. St. Lucie residents continue to raise concerns about the discoloration of water and rising bills. And police investigate multiple leads in the hunt for Charlie Kirk's killer as more images are released of a possible suspect. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details up ahead. Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies is warning that while the introduction of full free movement of labor across four CARICOM countries on October 1st will bring benefits, there are also security risks to be considered. Professor Dwayne Devenish cautioned that the free movement could be used by criminal networks as cover to move illicit goods and activities across borders. He stressed the need for tighter background checks, stronger intelligence sharing, and deeper regional police collaboration to prevent exploitation of the initiative set to begin in days.
Now, there's a question of crime and security. Free movement can create legal pathways for migration and can help us keep better track of who's coming and going. And we know that there are certain criminal elements that will use this arrangement as a cover for them to engage in the transfer of illicit activities and products. So one of the ways to get around this, of course, is to ensure that we strengthen our background checks and intelligence sharing and regional policing activities across the countries to guard against abuse of the system. So effectively, what that means is that we need greater sharing of resources, policing resources, security resources, and systems and activities, which would include regional police cooperation within this particular arrangement is going to be important.
Professor Devenish noted that while the full free movement of labor will bring benefits for Barbados, it will also bring significant challenges that the country must be prepared to manage.
The impact of this arrangement is going to be mixed, like many other arrangements. For Barbados, there are clear benefits. With our small and aging population, free movement gives us access to a larger pool of skilled workers, and this means that we can fill gaps in areas like construction and healthcare, technology, and as you know, businesses stand to benefit too. They can tap into the best talent the region has to offer, spurring growth and innovation. But I know that there will be challenges. I know anecdotally, some Barbadians may feel that they're competing with newcomers for jobs, and more people coming in means for them greater demand for housing, healthcare, schools, and other resources. On the other side of the coin, we could also lose some of our own best and brightest to other countries, offering bigger markets and better pay.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Professor Dwayne Devenish. The Ministry of Health and Wellness is rejecting claims of victimization following the reassignment of six nurses from the geriatric hospital. This follows concerns raised by two unions, stressing industrial action could be on the horizon. The unions argue that the six were the only nurses affected after raising issues during last June's scabies outbreak at the hospital. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Wayne Marshall, while confirming the six nurses were transferred to the St. Lucie and St. Philip District Hospitals, said it was a decision driven solely by the need to address staff shortages.
The ministry acknowledges that an administrative oversight led to the citation of incorrect legislation in the letters issued. Notwithstanding, the reassignments were fully within the purview of the ministry's authority and did not infringe upon the rights of any officer. It is important to note that discussions about reassignments. The Ministry of Health and Wellness confirms that six members of staff from the geriatric hospital have been reassigned to the district hospitals in St. Lucie and St. Philip. However, the ministry firmly rejects suggestions that these reassignments were acts of victimization following concerns raised by nurses regarding patient allocation during the scabies outbreak, as outlined in correspondence from the two workers' unions. The decision was driven solely by the need to address acute staffing shortages at the district hospitals and to safeguard the delivery of safe, high-quality care across all facilities. Additionally, it reflects the ministry's ongoing commitment to balancing resources. It is important to note that earlier this year, staff from district hospitals were reassigned to the geriatric hospital to provide support in similar circumstances.
Mr. Marshall stressed that the recent staff reassignments were fully authorized by the ministry and handled transparently with advance notice given to those affected.
The ministry acknowledges that an administrative oversight led to the citation of incorrect legislation in the letters issued. Notwithstanding, the reassignments were fully within the purview of the ministry's authority and did not infringe upon the rights of any officer. It is important to note that discussions about reassignments were held with staff of the geriatric hospital several months in advance, and those directly affected were notified both verbally and in writing at least 2 weeks prior to the effective date. The ministry has already met with senior union officials regarding the matter and will be convening an additional meeting in response to the most recent letter received. Written responses will also be provided to formally outline the ministry's position. The ministry acknowledges that such changes may bring minor adjustments.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Wayne Marshall. Residents across St. Lucie are continuing to raise serious concerns about the quality of their water supply. They told Starcom Network News that while they appreciate the Barbados Water Authority tankers coming into their communities, they express frustration over having sometimes to pay high water bills despite the poor quality.
My son has got to bring water for me to cook with. We can't use the water at all. Only you come bed with it sometimes. My daughter down here, she bed with it. She just get an itching. It is very terrible. Sometimes you go in the machine, you feel that you can get clean water, and you go, you close the bath. We still have to pay the bill. If I go do anything, sometimes my bill will be nearly $200. Getting dirty water.
The water and baby brown like marble. If you got to bury it for right now. Last time it come out, I feel my skin like itching me. Can't do that. And then we still getting bills on top of bills. I don't understand.
Months, I'd be doing this. We can't wash, we can't cook with it.
So far, the water has been coming out brown. So sometimes it's hard to wash your clothes in the machine with the water coming out brown. And then sometimes you get the water coming out with the chlorine. So you don't want to be drinking that water with all that amount of chlorine coming out, nor the brown water. So you got to be on your P's and Q's when the truck come out. You got to be home, or at least got somebody home to catch water from the truck so that you can use that day to day, every day.
The voices of residents across St. Lucie. Tributes continue to pour in for the late renowned educator and trade unionist Patrick Frost, who passed away on Wednesday evening at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital following a brief illness. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is the latest public figure paying tribute, eulogizing him as a man who dedicated his life to serving Barbados through education, trade unionism, and governance. The Prime Minister highlighted Frost's remarkable career at the Lodge School, calling his lifelong commitment there an achievement few can match. She also noted the lasting impact he made during his 25-year tenure as the head of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union. Meanwhile, Educational Transformation Minister Chad Blackman said Frost's passing leaves a void in Barbados and his life must be celebrated.
In remembering Mr. Frost, we celebrate more than the positions he held. We celebrate the values that he embodied: integrity, dedication, humility, and a fierce commitment to fairness. We celebrate a teacher who had used language with precision, a unionist who stood up in defense of his colleagues, a sportsman who played, coached, and inspired, and a leader who never shied from the difficult conversations about reform, rights, and national development. His life has left an indelible imprint on us all. As a nation, we give thanks for his rich service, mourn his absence, and commit to honoring his legacy in the lives of those that he taught, those that he advocated for, and those still inspired by him.
Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman. And police in Utah have released new photos of the person of interest in search for Charlie Kirk's killer. No suspect is in custody, but sources say police have got the name of that person of interest, and the FBI has offered a $100,000 reward for information. A high-powered rifle was found in the woods near the shooting. Recapping the headlines, a regional academic warns of security risk ahead of full free movement of labor on October 1st. The Ministry of Health rejects victimization claims over the reassignment of six nurses. St. Lucie residents continue to raise concerns about the discoloration of water and rising bills, and police investigate multiple leads in the hunt for Charlie Kirk's killer as more images are released of a possible suspect. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.